NPR turns 50 years old this year, and it would not have been the same without the pioneering women who became its voice. This is Don Rush. Lisa Napoli has authored a new book entitled Susan, Linda, Nina, and Koki, the extraordinary story of the founding mothers of NPR. It tracks the careers of Susan Stamberg, Linda Wertheimer, Nina Totenberg, and Koki Roberts as they blazed a trail for others to follow. We talk with Napoli about the women and their significance. So I want to start with what seemed like almost a fifth character, which was where women were at the time that these women were coming of age.
Particularly in journalism, if you got a job at a newspaper as a woman back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, earlier, of course, you couldn't get a job doing anything serious. It was all women's news.
It seems as if they were sort of caught in this sort of feminist wave that began to flourish, certainly in the 1960s.
Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is that these women weren't activists for this period of time in American history. You think of protests and pickets and bra burning and all of that. But these women were doing that, but they were doing that without the activism. So they were doing it quietly in their own ways and rebelling against the system that had repressed them for so long.
Koki Roberts, who passed away because of cancer. Tell me a little bit about how that was. And there's a photograph of all four of them, but she certainly was missed when she passed on, particularly with the other three.
They had a unique relationship with each other till the very end. And you know, they were not just colleagues. They were dear, dear friends who helped each other through all of life's trials and tribulations and joy. For these women, I mean, it was the passage of an incredible friend to them and marker of an amazing moment in time. So, again, it was a deeply sad, deeply resonant and personal occasion that Koki had passed away. And, you know, she had seemed to have beaten cancer, and then it came back. I think, you know, obviously it was a shock to them, even though they were in on the fact that she was ill at the end of her life.
If they did have something to say to women, what do you think it would be?
They've been very, very generous in saying that they think that women working today work incredibly hard, harder than they did, because they have to feed so many more media. You don't just work at NPR and do radio. You have to do web and tweet. And so they admire women who are working today. They definitely don't want women working today to lose sight of the stories that they experienced and the experiences that they had in getting where they were, for sure. And they also say, wisely, choose your battles. You know, get upset about things that really deserve to be upsetting, and don't just be angry. And, of course, I think I myself would be loath to be prescriptive. I mean, I think in the book I tell their stories and what they experience, and hopefully those are items that people will take away who are starting to work or maybe mid-career in any profession that are applicable. And, you know, ultimately, that being nice to everybody you run into if you can, and connecting everybody. Everybody in the world is a potential source for a story, and you never know who you might meet, who will lead you to a next job.
Lisa Napoli, author of Susan, Linda, Nina, Koki, The Extraordinary Story of the Founding Mothers of NPR. Full interview will be broadcast on Delmarva Today this Friday at 9 a.m. on WSDL 90.7 FM. Browse About Books will also provide a conversation via Zoom this coming Monday at 5 p.m. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.